Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is a grammar episode where we look at how to use two very important phrases, no longer and anymore. They have exactly the same meaning, but we use different structures with these words. And it means that something happened in the past, but now it doesn't. For example, I don't play the guitar anymore, or I no longer play the guitar. So think about those two sentences because we're going to look at the structure and how we use it. So first of all, the word anymore. Where does it go in the sentence? Well, listen again. I don't play the guitar anymore. It goes at the end of the sentence. Whereas no longer, listen again, I no longer play the guitar. Well, that usually goes before the verb, I no longer play, so right before the verb. The exception is with the verb to be, and then it goes after the verb to be. Another example, we used to eat meat, now we don't. Well, that's the situation. Let's now add no longer and anymore into that idea. So with anymore, it would be we don't eat meat anymore. And with no longer, we no longer eat meat. But pay attention to the other important difference, not just the position of the word, no longer or anymore, but also whether it's a positive or a negative sentence. So with anymore, it must be in a negative sentence. We don't eat meat anymore. We don't eat meat anymore. Whereas with no longer, well, the word no in no longer makes it a negative idea. So it has to be with a positive sentence. We no longer eat meat. Not we don't no longer eat meat, but simply we no longer eat meat. And I mentioned about to be and how the position of no longer changes. Well, let's take a look at an example. If the idea is I used to be a member of the club and now I'm not, then notice we use the verb to be a member of the club. So with anymore, it would be, I'm not a member of the club anymore. And with no longer, I'm no longer a member of the club. I am no longer a member of the club. So notice that no longer goes after the verb to be. I am no longer. It's wrong if you say, I no longer am a member of the club. So it should go after am in this case. Now, in more formal styles, you can start the sentence with no longer and then invert the subject and the verb. For example, no longer am I a member of the club. Notice the structure. No longer am I a member of the club and not no longer I am. And with other verbs, we use the auxiliary do. So in the example I gave you earlier, we no longer eat meat. If we put no longer at the start, then it would be no longer do we eat meat. So after no longer comes the auxiliary and then the subject and then the main verb. No longer do we eat meat. Okay, so that's the grammar. Let's now practice. So I'm going to give you three situations and I want you to create two sentences for each. One with any more, which should be quite easy, and one with no longer, which might be a bit more difficult. Okay, number one, make sure you have a pen and some paper to write this down. Number one, I used to smoke, now I don't. Number two, she used to work here, now she doesn't. And number three, We used to be afraid of ghosts. Now we aren't. We used to be afraid of ghosts. Now we aren't. Okay, so write down the options with no longer and with any more. And then when you're ready, press play on the podcast and I'll tell you the answers. Okay, so hopefully you've had an opportunity to write down the possible answers. So number one, I used to smoke, now I don't. Well, let's start with anymore. Quite simple. I don't smoke anymore. I don't smoke anymore. If we use no longer, because it is with the verb smoke, no longer goes before the verb. I no longer smoke. And if you want to use the more formal style, then it would be no longer do I smoke. Number two, she used to work here, now she doesn't. With anymore, it would be she doesn't work here anymore. And with no longer, it would be she no longer works here. Or no longer does she work here. And number three, we used to be afraid of ghosts, now we aren't. Well, notice here we use the verb to be. We used to be afraid of ghosts. So, with anymore, we're not afraid of ghosts anymore. And with no longer, it is we are no longer afraid of ghosts. This time, no longer comes after to be. Are. We are no longer afraid of ghosts. Or, in the more formal structure, no longer are we afraid of ghosts. So well done if you got those right. Hopefully that grammar point is a little bit clearer now. So thanks for listening. And remember, if you have any ideas for grammar points you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast. If you want to learn a bit more English today, then why not listen to my other podcast? It's called Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu. It is the day's biggest news story. So for more vocabulary, maybe a bit of grammar, then check out my new podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu.